I'm Nick Harcourt, and Maria Taylor has a brand new album. It's out today. And first of all, thank you for coming in and playing for us. It's great to see you.
Thank you for having me. Great to see you as well.
Beautiful cover. It's called Stories End. What's the first song you're going to play for us?
We're going to play the title track, Stories End.
Oh, what a slow descent. Now we're fading in to the story's end, right back where we began. Over ocean waves, we are thrown to fate, till there comes a day when they carry us away, and I couldn't love you more. Tried. Ooh, no, I couldn't love you more, but I tried. Ooh, oh, thoughts keep me awake in the dust we are flake. This endless space, and my heart, it starts to race. Turn the lights back on, and my favorite song, and I sing along. Ooh, and I couldn't love you more if I tried. Could know silhouettes in their shadows. Would it all be the same if I go back where we started? Where we gave it all too soon, but you know it comes back to you. So take me down, 'cause I see you when I close my eyes. Turn a corner, take me by surprise. And what doesn't work on this first try may be better in the next life. And we'll laugh until the sun will rise. Try to talk, but only get tongue-tied. So I'll live until the living's done. Got a feeling there's another one. This world for you. And if all I've ever done is hang on for the long run. And all you'll never see, everyone's breaking. So take me down, 'cause I see you when I close my eyes. Turn a corner, take me by surprise. And what doesn't work on this first try may be better in the next life. And we'll laugh until the sun will rise. Try to talk, but only get tongue-tied. So I'll live until the living's done. I've got a feeling there's another one. Take me down, 'cause I see you when I close my eyes. Turn a corner, take me by surprise. And what doesn't work on this first try may be better in the next life. And we'll laugh until the sun will rise. Try to talk, but only get tongue-tied. So I'll live until the living's done. Got a feeling there's another one.
So Maria Taylor joins us in studio this morning. And well, first of all, thanks for coming in. Who did you bring in the studio with you this morning?
Today I have Sally Dworsky, who's playing piano and guitar. And then Tiffany Osborne and Hannah Murray are playing violin. And they all played on this record. And they're going to play at this show coming up. Well, they're great. And they're my great friends.
Yeah, well, welcome all. The last song you played was an old one, If Only, but you started off with the title cut of this album. So let's talk a little bit about how you got to this record. It's been, what, 6 or 7 years in between solo albums?
Seven, yeah.
A lot of change in the world.
Yes.
A lot of change in everybody's world. So tell us a little bit about how these songs together and what they reflect at this moment in Maria Taylor's life.
Well, I started most of them during the pandemic, 2020. And then, you know, I had some lyrics. I think I was going through a lot of what was to come. So it was more just the emotion was there. The lyrics weren't quite there. The melodies were there. And then Connor Oberst asked me to play drums for Bright Eyes. So for the next couple of years, I was really focusing on drums. And I would come back to these songs, but I would never finish them. I would just kind of work and then put them aside. So a lot of life was happening and unfolding as I was working. So it was like in real time, like the songs were writing themselves. And through that period, I got divorced. So I was in a 15-year relationship with the father of my two kids. So the family, how it looked then, completely changed. And I wasn't married. And then one of my closest friends, there's just like a fracture in the relationship that I don't even know what I did. I guess there's a thing, no contact. It's kind of getting trendy.
Right. I know people who do that with their parents. I'm not so sure about people who just do it with friends.
Well, they just, I guess, apparently just do it with friends. But it was like the day that I said I was getting divorced was the day that this person. Anyway, so it was
Your friend broke up with you as well.
Yeah, so Great. It was been, and like a friend that I thought was like a family member. I felt like for a while I couldn't even, I didn't want to get out of bed, but then I started really focusing on these songs, and then I was like, I didn't want to finish them. I knew like I needed to finish them, but I also knew what this was all about, and it all made sense, and then the lyrics came, and it was just, it was the right time.
So we were talking before we started recording today. We were saying, I haven't seen you for maybe a decade or so, but you know, life just sort of goes by in Los Angeles, doesn't it? And I looked to see when the last time I saw you professionally was, and it's like 18 years ago when I was at the
That's
old place in
crazy.
Santa Monica on an Azure Ray record. You mentioned that you also were touring with Connor playing drums. And I bring that up because I see you on Instagram and you see me, and I assume like, it's probably been a couple of years since I last saw you.
Because I'm shocked that it's been that long.
Because I feel like I'm sort of tracking you on, not stalking, but tracking you on Instagram. And,
Same.
You were in Australia playing drums on that. And obviously that was happening as a lot of stuff was sort of like falling around you. Mm-hmm. How did you, first of all, be able to ground yourself to hit the road with Bright Eyes? And then secondly, what did that bring to finishing off these songs when you came back?
Well, the space was crucial because taking the time away, focusing on drums, focusing on his songs, really let these songs, just my songs, marinate. And then like any kind of perspective I gained from really getting inside of his songs, I could bring back and, relook at my songs. But the space is something I've never had. I make a record, I get so into something, and then I just keep working on it until it's done. But it's really nice to have time to reflect, like a year, But it was not until I left on that tour that I think I realized how much my life was falling apart. I was so, and it's hard to see when you're in the middle of it, and especially during the pandemic, we were all just so in the middle of it. Mm. It was stepping outside and getting on the other side of the world and being with old friends who were like my people that I started realizing that I needed to make changes, and that, it just gave, I guess space is the answer to a lot of these, like how this record feels special to me, but also how I was able to like grasp with the terms of what was happening.
So when you get together with old friends after some kind of fracture in life, whether it's personal relationships or maybe somebody passes or maybe somebody moves across the country, when you sort of get together with those old friends, like people who knew you back when,
mm-hmm.
before the kids,
mm-hmm.
before the husband, what did that bring back to this?
A part of myself that I had forgotten. It really I can't really describe it other than that. Like I came back definitely more certain of who I was, and that was integrating an old me with the new me. And it helped me to to make these hard decisions and to like kind of have the strength to, well, sort of have the strength to, like we were talking about therapy.
Sure.
It's important too.
Yeah.
Does that answer?
I think so, yeah. To sort of get up and get out and do it again, essentially.
Yeah.
So if you look at this album now then as a snapshot, it's a snapshot of what, seven years of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Pushing through changes like that, you know, takes a lot of energy, mental energy, right?
Yeah.
I can only talk about myself, but that seems to be a constant for a lot of people, that you sort of get to the end of it and you're exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
But the album is out now. So I know you're doing a couple of shows. Tomorrow you're going to be playing Sid the Cat.
Yes.
A great new venue in Pasadena.
I'm so excited. I love those guys. I love the venue.
You told me, it's just around the corner from where you live as
I
well.
I can roll home.
That's going to be exciting. But what else can you hope for releasing an album in the spring of 2026?
I mean, I think that these songs are really cinematic. I could see them in movies.
I think the strings bring that to them, clearly, right?
Yeah, and Nate Walcott, who's in Bright Eyes, he arranged the strings. I would love for that to happen. And also, you know, with balancing being a mom and two children who are still relatively young, a tour would have to really... Well, first of all, I can't afford to lose any money, and I would, you know... But I don't want to leave them unless it was like a really great opportunity for my career. So
sure.
I would love it if like a bigger artist that I really looked up to brought me on the road for some shows. Like that would be amazing.
And then maybe you can bring the kids as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're also really talented. So I'm trying to get them to learn my songs.
Oh, right.
And then they can be in the band.
That'll be your next band.
But my other son, he loves to make money. So I was like, he can be in charge of the merch table.
He loves to make money, did you say?
Yeah, he goes and washes cars. He like resells, finds things at the thrift store. I'm like, you would be a good merch person.
Right.
Like,
okay. I can see you planning your next move here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming in and performing for us.
Thank you for
having me. And again, this is Maria's new record. If you heard bells chiming, that's because we're in a church. No, we're on campus at CSUN. What are you going to finish with?
This last song is, speaking of Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes, this is a song that he and I wrote together. And it's called Sorry I Was Yours.
And it's about you and him, right?
Well, sort of. We did date for 7 years. I mean, I wouldn't say that it was... Like, for instance, the very last line, because he was like, oh, I got it. It all felt so contrived. I was like, no, I'm not going to say that, you know? And he was like, no, but it makes it interesting. I'm like, but I don't want to... And then it's funny because then 2 years later, when he heard the mix, he was like... Like, he didn't even remember wanting to say that. He was like, what? Like, you made me say that. Anyway, I love working with him on music. It's been a part of our relationship since I met him. So it's always a treat. And he's just, like, so good.
And the record is actually out on his record label.
His record label, yeah.
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 Great to see you.
Great to see you.
Thanks.
Sorry about the cold, sorry about the winter. Sorry I forgot, sorry you remember. Sorry for what I yelled, sorry I have no filter. I'm sorry for every promise I ever made on the last day of December. I felt car sick, you slamming on the brakes, the bridge and tunnel traffic, until we were free. Of the city. Maybe it's a flood, maybe it's the desert. Maybe it's the crickets that I'm hearing. Maybe it's a concert. I'm standing in a crowd. I'm standing in a canyon. I'm standing where the rainbow ends and the pain begins, where you took my heart for ransom. I felt lovesick, holding on to you, motorcycle, swerving through the traffic. I felt so alive, knowing we might die, thinking that was fine.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.